Yo.
That's Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, actually, if we were doing 90s bands or 90s songs and you gave me 10 or 15 spots, I think Rage would definitely be in there. Rage might be in there more than once.
For sure.
I mean, in the
best songs in the 90s?
I would probably put a couple Rage songs in there if I was doing it.
They don't hit me like that, but yeah, okay.
Well, see, I was like, I remember being at summer camp and Rage got really popular. And I remember a kid at camp having a Rage Against the Machine t-shirt and I thought, holy crap. That's the coolest thing in the world.
Oh, no.
I can't wait to get one.
That's so cool.
And I bought a shirt when I got back. I got the Evil Empire shirt when it came out.
That was so cool.
It was so cool. It was iconic. Everyone at school had that Evil Empire shirt.
I remember seeing that album cover and just being like, man, that is so cool.
It was so cool. And the kids, you just see kids in the hallway and they're wearing that Evil Empire shirt.
People of the Sun to start it like,
yeah. It's so good. So good. But this list that they did, it's from, I don't remember. It doesn't matter. But they're not just doing rock. They do everything. They got pop in here and stuff, too. So they say the 15 greatest songs of the 90s. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oasis, Wonderwall.
That's a great song.
I never got into Oasis. I'm like the only person.
It's a great song.
Pavement, Gold Sounds. They put that at 14.
Love okay. that song.
I mean, it's a good song, but top 15. That's pretty good.
I mean, that's top 15 in the 90s.
That's what I'm saying. There's more songs that you need to fit in there. TLC, No Scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if I was going to do TLC, I'd do the River. What's it called? The
Waterfalls.
Waterfalls. That's the song, mm-hmm. not No Scrubs. Anyway, Fiona Apple, Criminal.
Okay.
I just remember that video. Mm-hmm. I was in an age.
Hot, but that's,
I was in an age.
Just like, I know she gets lumped in, but I'm just like, okay, Lilith Fair, I'm good.
Totally. But when that album came out, when she did the Criminal video, I was like, this girl.
Oof.
Man, oh man. I'm starting to feel different. Then Biggie, Juicy, they put it number 11. My Bloody Valentine, number 10, Only Shallow. That's the 10th greatest song of the 90s on this list. Beastie Boys, Sabotage. I would put Beastie Boys in there. Probably Sabotage. It was so iconic.
Yeah.
That's another one.
It was different for them. It was great.
Yeah, and everyone had this t-shirts. That was really popular, too. They were huge, huge part of 90s music culture. MTV, t-shirts, all that stuff. So Beastie Boys is 9. Bikini Kill, Rebel Girl, number 8. Missy Elliott, Supa Dupa Fly, which I would have forgot to put her in there, but I'm glad that she's in there, actually. Number 6, The Breeders, Cannonball.
Okay.
You know, I remember when that song came out, and I was in school. I was like, this is going to be great, and I got the album, and I was like, this album sucks. Mm. I just liked Cannonball. I didn't like anything else on there. Next is Daft Punk, Around the World. Is that 90s?
Oh, yeah, I guess Daft Punk has a spot in there for sure.
I would have thought maybe that was like right around 2000. But okay, Around the World. Number 4, Liz Phair.
I do like Liz Phair.
F and Run.
Yeah.
You like that song?
I think Exile in Guyville, if you are going through a breakup or divorce and you listen to Exile in Guyville, will get you through it.
I remember you and another guy talking about Liz Phair 20 years ago. We were at a show in Westport. And she was playing down the street, and I just thought she was this pop whatever throwaway. Yeah. And you guys were like, no. She's kind of cool.
Changed
she used
before,
to be cool.
Right. Yeah, she used to be cool. Really she cool. changed.
So she's number 4. Number 3, Dre and Snoop, Nothing But a G Thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would have probably been number 2 for me, because Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nothing But a G Thing. I wouldn't know where to put those. I could flip those either way, 1 or 2. Number 2, Mariah Carey, Fantasy, the remix, of course. That song was massive. And then they do have Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit at number 1. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there. They're putting pop stuff in there. I almost think you should separate those lists. But
yeah,
whatever. That's how they did it. So, if I was doing it, it would be...
I just don't see how you don't have any Smashing Pumpkins in there.
Exactly.
There's no Metallica in
there.
No
Metallica, no Rage. And what year did those Guns N' Roses songs come out? I mean, we're talking early 90s. You don't have one GNR song
right.
on the whole list.
Have to.
It's kind of crazy. And like Rage Against the Machine, like we said, I would put that on there for sure, which they do have it somewhere on here. It's like number 44, Killing in the Name. So it makes the list, but yeah, you know, you put everything in there. They've got Tracy Chapman, Give Me One Reason. And I get it, but it's like, no, I
just. Are they Fast Car?
That could be higher up there. You know what I mean? I don't know. Because I had to scroll. I was just looking for Rage. They were all the way down there. Before he's Mazzy Star. Wu-Tang, Cream, Janet Jackson, Together Again, The Cardigans, Love Fool. I can imagine Snow Cone listening to The Cardigans.
That song is so good.
I knew it. I knew
that
you would say you like that.
So
I can
hard.
Totally imagine him in his leotard in the back of that car.
I love that song,
listening to The Cardigans, Love Fool. That seems like something you would like
it's
for
so
sure.
Good.
I just can't believe there's no, like, I don't know, Inner Sandman.
Right.
Black Hole Sun.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing, like, big and...
Those are huge.
They were massive.
They defined the 90s.
Right.
Soundgarden should be up there.
No, Jeremy's not. I mean, pick the album. Pick, pick the song, but there's no Jeremy or
You know why? Because they put Nirvana at number one, so then they think that's all the grunge we need. Right. But if you lived through it, it didn't work that way. Grunge was everything. Once Soundgarden and Pearl Jam put out those albums, that was all anybody cared about. Yeah, you had the Beastie Boys over here on the side doing a different thing. But if you were a fan of music, of rock music, yeah, they defined it.
Of course.
They defined it. And I just think they don't ever want to put more than one grunge band on these lists.
Right, you can't put Man in a Box in there?
Right.
Like, come on.
It has to be, though. You have to put that up there, but they don't want to, right? Because they say, oh, we've got the grunge song, that's Nirvana. That covers it all. It doesn't, though.
No.
It doesn't. And I'm not like a pop music fan either, so I don't know how, you know,
no,
where
but
to
I'll
put
give you a
songs,
pass on it if I don't know it. It's
I don't
fine,
really know them. And you say, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You on there. Okay, that's fine, whatever. But
Juicy.
Let's be honest. Juicy was on there.
I think Juicy's the best hip hop song of all time. I think that could make a case for number one.
Well, it was on there. I mean, it's definitely top 10 of the 90s, mm-hmm, I would say, for
no
sure.
No Bush on there?
Yeah.
I like Bush. I mean, what are we, you know.
If we're doing top 20, top 30, there's so many grunge songs that I would put on there probably before that. But I'd have to look at everything that came out in the 90s. When I was a kid watching MTV, it was Guns N' Roses all the time. Basically 24 hours a day. They were doing November Rain.
And still, I can't believe Foo Fighters ever long. It's the best goddamn song ever. 1997, I looked it up.
97, and it's not on the list. It's kind of crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you think that's the best song in the 90s?
I do.
Everlong?
Yeah. Like, I could hear it, it comes on, and it never gets old. Mm. The lyrics are perfect. It's smart. Like, you know, the story behind it, mm-hmm, of him, you know, dating the chick from Seether, like, everything about it is like, oh man, this is a great, like, it's just a smart, great, well-written song. It's like, when you listen to it, you're like, this is perfect. It's perfect.
It is a perfect song. I'm going to go Cardigans.
Cardigans, of course you would. Honestly, I know this sounds weird, but
November Rain?
That's what I'm saying. November Rain was on MTV all the time. It was such a massive song, I can't believe that they don't put any Guns N' Roses on there. I know this will surprise you guys, but if I was doing the best song of the 90s, if I was being honest about it and I wasn't going to publish this list, I'd probably say Black Hole Sun. It sort of defined everything. I never get tired of it. There are Soundgarden fans who are bigger Soundgarden fans than me, but Black Hole Sun, when that album came out, I just remember being at school. Everyone loved that song. They played it at the pool. It never got old. I hear it today. It doesn't get old. Mm-hmm. And that's what you said. You know, a song that doesn't, that you don't get tired of.
You don't get tired. It comes on and you're like, man, this is a great song.
And there's some Pearl Jam songs like that too and whatever, but yeah. I think number one would be that. Yours was the Cardigans?
No, I would. Oh, God, I don't
know. Daughter?
Everlong's up
exactly.
there.
Daughter could be up there.
I think Everlong's
up there.
I'm with Lazo. It's like a perfect song.
It's so surprising how well it's written.
It's those.
Like, there's
albums.
Nothing wrong with it. With the production, everything. You're like, this is a song. The lyrics are meaningful, but right, not over the top. It's not like 16-year-old poetry. It's just. This is perfect.
And it wasn't like their first single, but like, what did you expect the drummer from Nirvana to sound like? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. It was totally different.
You're like, holy.
Totally different.
Wow.
Yeah. It was not what you were expecting at all. And I think if you lived through it, you know now, looking back, we were living through a gluttony of just so much good music.
Yeah.
And we just thought, this is how the world works.
Right.
We've got Metallica albums, we've got Guns N' Roses, we've got Soundgarden, we've got all these rock bands putting out albums and they're smash hits that are crossover hits, and it's all you heard everywhere you went, and then it just kind of, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't realize we were living through, I don't know, maybe you did. Did you realize at the time, like, I'm living through probably the greatest era of rock music of my lifetime?
Just that age. Where those guys were just a little bit older than me.
Yeah.
But I was going to their shows. Right. And I remember we went to, you know, me and my girlfriend went to this show at a bar called the Milk Bar. And I think it was like the Toadies and like, it was like bands that were coming up, right?
Yeah.
And I had jeans on and I was wearing a flannel shirt and I tied it around my waist.
Single style.
Right. And we went and watched the show and we were leaving and she was like, you cannot do that again. And I was like, what? And she's like, everybody in this place was dressed just like you.
Yeah.
And it was just like a normal, like I didn't even know I was doing it.
Nope.
Right?
It just
happens. I had no idea. I was just, we were going to small clubs and seeing, you know, Mother Love Bone and putting flannels on. I didn't realize that I had been sucked into this scene.
In this time,
you know?
Exactly.
I really didn't. I just wore Doc Martens and jeans and
I don't even remember
black t-shirt.
I don't remember where I bought the Doc Martens. Somehow I ended up with them. You know what I mean? Everyone had it. It was. You think it was glorious? Do you think it was the best era that you lived through for rock music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because every time you went to go see a small band, they were great.
And they were on the way up.
They were great.
And not to mention
Metallica. There's no Metallica on the goddamn list.
Saw you pull that up.
Love them or hate them, but my God.
Yeah.
They sold
30 million copies.
30 million.
That's like Michael Jackson numbers. Right. I mean, and how's that song?
And it's not better than Fiona Apple's Criminal?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
So I checked out the text line.
Uh-huh.
913-586-7989.
Why do you have to do this?
Nobody can tolerate this BS. There's a reason our show was cut. This is career suicide, Bob. Thanks for the insight. I don't know if Bob reads this. I'm sure he does.
I think he does. He's in there listening.
I'm pretty sure he does, yeah.
Well, as soon as we go out in the hallway, I can hear the radio station is on.
This radio show sucks ass.
Yeah. Okay. Are those the negative ones?
Still waiting and listening, War Machine.
Okay, great. I like that someone...
Sometimes made fun of War Machine.
I did not make fun of War Machine. I never made fun of him.
And we did, and then we found out that people sent him clips of him making fun of War Machine.
I did not. There was no clips.
He's going to dominate you.
I did not say that. I did not say anything. You guys turned it into...
People sent him clips in jail.
I can put that segment at the end of the podcast
just
today.
Don't. Yeah. You know? You could just
people
not.
People want to hear it. They've never heard it before. I'll put it in
there. I just said that I'm scared of people like that because I'm not very big. I didn't talk trash.
That's exactly what you're saying.
I said he's
dangerous.
You said
that a person like him should be in jail for life.
I said he's dangerous.
He's not allowed to be around other humans.
No, I just said he's dangerous.
And you said the other animals.
Walking garbage.
I did not say that. That was a different person. And I didn't call him walking garbage. That guy was a garbage man. And
well, if
messed.
You listen to the podcast, wherever you get your podcast, you can get it on Spotify. Can you get it on Spotify?
You can get it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Odyssey, wherever.
You can hear the whole thing of Slim Fast challenging War Machine.
I didn't challenge him. This is ridiculous. Unless you used AI to change what I said, you'll see.
Fake news. I didn't say this. You guys used AI.
This segment won't have me talking trash.
It will.
It says I'm scared of him.
All together on the podcast.
It said I'm scared of him. That's what
it
said.
Well, not. I mean, yes, you hinted at that, but what his punishment should be seemed extreme.
Okay. Well,
it was you don't get to play with the other animals.
Okay. Okay, Snow Cone. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. I want to talk to you about a couple things still before we get out of here. One is becoming an influencer because I think we can all do it, and Americans all think they can do it.
Already one?
I don't think we are. I think we need to work on it a little bit.
Go to MitraDash9.com.
Yeah.
Use the code word problematic and get yourself some go packs. It'll make you feel better. If anyone does that, then I'm now an influencer.
Well, I mean, I guess you did a commercial there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about it coming up. A couple ways for you to get rich quick. And the influencer thing will take a little longer than the other one.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
So I saw this thing today. Mm-hmm. They were talking to Americans about their jobs, and they said, would you be an influencer? Would you be willing to promote products on social media and just quit your job to do that if you could make enough money? And 54% of Americans said, yeah, I'll quit my full-time job to become an influencer. 64% of social media users would gladly accept payment from brands to promote their products.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a gig as an influencer and you were hawking something and you made enough money, you'd prefer doing that over this job? Would you prefer just being... You would? Just getting on Instagram all the time and posting, look at this great stuff I've got.
Of course.
You'd like that better than coming here?
It'd take you like 7 minutes.
No. I think they spend so much time doing it.
Oh, no.
It becomes like...
I think they go on junkets all the time. People are like, try this makeup or whatever they're pushing, so you fly all over the world. At least the United States, the small places, you try this stuff. They give you a goodie bag, and then you hit record on your phone, and you put something up on Instagram. Do it in a heartbeat.
You gotta have one of those selfie lights, and everything's gotta look good. And
in a heartbeat.
You've got the wand with your camera, you know, your phone.
Just ask me, like, would I be Logan Paul instead of this? Yes.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to do that.
Logan Paul, okay. But if you're just going to be an influencer who makes enough money to get by, you can quit your job. You'd rather do that than this?
Yes.
Just be online all day taking pictures of yourself? That seems like way more work and way suckier. I mean, this job's pretty good. It's pretty good. You come in here.
But I could drink at home and do the influencer stuff. I could be an influencer for that whiskey.
I think these influencers spend a lot of time getting their product all ready to go and the lighting all good, and then you're constantly posting to social media. Careful, I filled her up.
Got it.
I mean, if you were at home, also, this is a job where you wouldn't be working with people. You'd be at home posting stuff, talking to strangers online. Yeah. We get to come here. We get to talk to one another. I know about snow cones leotard. You know about my Harley Davidson tank top.
Why are you talking about snow cones leotard?
I'm saying all the fun stuff. You talk about War Machine.
I mean, my God, we're on the rock now.
I know.
People don't know all these inside things.
I'm just saying,
people, if you're new to the show, there'll be things that are mentioned that you may not get. But if you keep listening, give it a shot. Listen for a few weeks, you'll pick it all up. When Snow Cone was a child, I don't know, women molested him and made him wear a sparkly leotard.
It's vague.
I asked him one time, did anything ever happen to you? We're talking about the percentage of people who had something happen to him as a kid. It's high. Mm-hmm. And Snow Cone looked over at me. I'm sitting right here, same spot. And he looked through that glass, and he looked at me, Lazo, and he said, I just remember something about a silver leotard. Mm-hmm. And when he said that, I just...
I don't know if it was women or not, or men. Yeah, was it a man?
Woman.
It was a woman. It was there was two of them there, like two
and
teenagers.
They were older. Oh, they were
Kids. And I was like probably 5 or 6. I think.
When they put you in a sparkly leotard,
I just remember being in one. I don't remember.
Were your balls hanging out?
No, I don't think so. Like I said,
I just don't know how a leotard on a guy cover,
right? You
know.
Right.
It's all vague, but I remember the silver leotard.
Do you have a memory of that leotard?
We didn't need to discuss the whole
being
thing.
In her car, or was it at the house?
No, it was at the house.
Okay. And then you got there, and they said, "Get undressed and put on the leotard."
I don't remember.
You just remember.
I remember being
remember
in
the
it.
Car dry. Car
I remember
run,
leaving that remember house and being in the car and listening to the Fugees, and I wasn't on a leotard then. I remember being at the house and I had a silver leotard on, and there were like 2 or 3 teenage girls sitting around.
What were they saying to you?
I don't know. I just
wasn't in a leotard then. I mean, that is a crazy story.
That's a crazy story
because it's sort of repressed. And he's like, I just know, and then I wasn't in a leotard then. I've never heard a story like
but
that.
But people, the reason why this comes up is because Slim Fast had sexual things go on with him when he was a child. Snow Cone clearly did with the leotard, and people bring up because I never had it.
Everyone we've worked with.
I was shocked. Everyone that we've ever worked with has been abused in some way. I was never abused.
Well, you had the
like,
teriyaki
I was never
thing.
Worried, but I didn't hang out with him.
Yeah, okay, you say that.
No, he didn't, though. So.
I didn't, though. Like,
it's a story from friends.
It was the generation behind me that I was like, there was a molester in my neighborhood that I know guys, whatever. He wanted him to take him out in the woods and punch him and kick him in the balls and stuff.
That somehow
turned him on somehow. And there was guys younger than me who would tell me that they did it, but I never did it.
He paid money for those people.
He paid money. He always wanted to play tackle football.
Right.
He bought him teriyaki.
Yeah.
That's how they're thinking about, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. He would take if you would punch him in the balls for money, he'd take you out. And his name got to be Teriyaki because he would take you to this Chinese restaurant and he'd always get teriyaki. And people are like, hey, Teriyaki took me to lunch and let me punch him in the balls. And he gave me $50.
Like, hey, I need some money for smokes.
Right.
Where's Teriyaki?
We were older, so we would look at the younger guys who were doing it like, dude, quit hanging out with Teriyaki. And they're like, it's easy money, man. Okay, quit hanging out with us, dude. But they would. But I was a little bit older. Nothing ever happened to me sexually.
Nothing ever happened. I would have done it probably for money.
100%.
If he's paying, I don't know what he's paying.
I just think I was too old for him.
Yeah, I get it.
By the time we found out about it.
Wrong generation.
I was like 16.
You missed out. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, I want to take 14. Like, so weird that he would do it, and I would never mention it to my parents or anything.
No, of course
not. But honestly,
not.
I didn't even think about it. I was like, yeah, whatever. Johnny went out and punched Teriyaki in the balls for $50.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was bad.
But you know not to tell your parents.
I didn't even think about it. Being honest, like, I'm 16. Like, now I think with all of the information and everything that goes on, I think I'd have been like, hey, you got to stop this. This is wrong. I'm telling you, in 1989 or whatever
it was, I
was like, I don't know. Get that money, son.
Right. Okay.
I don't care. They're like, he just takes me out and, you know, I get to punch him and kick him.
Because
then he gives me money and then buys me Chinese food.
Because you didn't know. I get it. Even at 16, you didn't know.
Right.
We always put ourselves back in that position, and we think that we had the same.
I knew it was wrong, but I was also like, they're just getting $50. And nobody had ever said Jim Teriyaki, like, raped them or
that
anything.
That touched them.
Right. No.
It was all like, he'll just give you money, and all you have to do is punch him in the stomach.
Yeah, you punch him. Like, who cares?
Whatever. Right. I'm like, well, go in the woods and punch him. Get that money.
Practice. You know what I mean?
Right.
Practice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At 16, I might have not totally realized it. It's like when I was a little kid, and they pulled us out of recess.
Like, we knew it was sexual.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's, I guess.
We knew it, but we were like, who? Like, it wasn't. It was
not
only sexual for him.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, okay, so whatever. Little Johnny, who was 14, played baseball with us or whatever. He'd be like, I just went out there and punched Teriyaki, and he gave me $50. Like, cool, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's
and
the
we
thing.
Would be to some be like, hey, man, you shouldn't do that. don't let it go too far. And he'd be like, oh, I'm good. I'm like, okay, whatever. I never thought
that it could be damaging to the other person.
Yeah, and he did go to prison.
Sure.
So Teriyaki was the original influencer, is what we're saying.
Yeah, and he...
yeah, that's
he did go to prison, and I remember my birthday's April 6th, and it was like 5 years ago, and a buddy just sent me... We were in here, and I got a text, and it said the guy's name, released from prison on April 4th, and he was like, just in time for your birthday. Yeah. That's all the last I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, but that's... Every person who's worked here... And we've gone through a lot of different people over the
years.
I've
never had any abuse.
Every person had something happen.
Nothing. And I never, like, I was worried that my dad might hit me. I wasn't worried that he was going to touch my wiener.
But
like that just wasn't a thing I thought of.
I get it, but you never, like, there was never, when you were a kid, there was never a girl that wanted to play doctor with you or a guy or whatever. Nothing
there was a
ever
girl
happened.
Across the street, Teresa, but she was my age.
Right, so that doesn't really.
Mm-mm.
I don't think that counts.
Of course it doesn't.
That's the great debate.
And we didn't even get to it. Because right. I was like, she was like, you know, like it was like a, I don't even know. There was no abuse. It was like, you know, do you want to give me a kiss? It was...
Right. Normal stuff.
It was young love, like Fred Savage in the Wonder Years, you know?
Yeah. Do you want to feel my bra strap?
Yeah.
That sort of stuff.
But it was like, you know, 10 years old, love stuff.
But if you're the same age, then
I was in love with her.
Of course you were. Of course. And I was in love with my abuser, who you say isn't abuse.
No.
Because but she was
almost the same age.
We were not that close in age. She was like 14 and I was like 8 or 9. At that age, that's a big difference. But I was in love with her.
Yeah.
I was in love with her. You know, you hear these stories about the kid at school who sleeps with the teacher.
Well,
and then they say
now?
It's bad because he fell in love with the teacher.
Do
I
you
get
know her
that.
Now?
I mean I know of her. I don't
You'd
talk
like to
her.
Have sex with her, right?
No.
No.
We avoid one another. I think she's I think she knows what she did was wrong. She avoids me. The rest of her family does not, but she avoids me. She knows
but like,
that I haven't forgotten.
The fantasy.
But we
like it's all, like as adults you could do it.
No, now
it'd be so great.
I look at her differently now. She's been this like shadow over my life because I always thought I was going to get in trouble. I thought every time the phone rang,
yeah, but
in the
now
house,
you won't. You're going to have some. You bring
but
her,
I don't want it. It's bad. It feels
you
bad
have
now.
A threesome with you and
no,
your
no,
fiance.
No, no. It feels bad now. I don't like it. That's what I'm telling you. That's why I think it should count. I don't know. I get that we were close in age.
Just sex and didn't like it doesn't mean it just counts.
I liked it. I liked it
not
then.
Not as abuse.
I liked it then. That's the thing. That's
yeah,
why.
Right.
You,
that's what I'm saying. That's good for you.
Yeah, it's good for me. Okay.
It wasn't bad for you.
That's what. So Lazo says because I liked it.
And you guys were close enough in age that you were doing, you know,
but
normal things.
I was too young to be introduced to that stuff.
You don't know that.
I'm. You're a parent. If you found out that your 8-year-old was being introduced to that stuff, you'd be very upset. Yes. Come on. As a parent, you'd be
It wouldn't be great,
curious.
But I certainly wouldn't think they were abused by this woman.
I mean, that's not very old.
She wasn't a woman. She was a kid, too.
She was a teenager, though. I mean, she's wearing a bra and everything. She was older than me.
You were 8 years old in the Harley Davidson t-shirt.
I bought the t-shirt because I wanted to impress her.
Right,
it was a tank top. I did.
I don't think there's any problem with
I did.
That.
I think I fell in love with her at a young
I'm
age.
I'm falling in love with her now.
Okay, I don't think you should say that. I don't. Snowcone, you be the arbiter here. What's the final vote? Was that abuse or not?
Let's take a break.
Was it abuse or not? I want your final answer.
Probably.
You have to think about
probably.
It, too. See, I don't know. I need a psychiatrist.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.